morning.
Morning.
Pink my foot. Looks like a stuffed pig bled all over my hand. I'm sure I have something that will do.
Oh, no. It has to be delicate.
Shelby, if I don't have something, I will send one of your brothers down to get some delicate pink nail polish.
Hey, Mother.
Jonathan, just a minute.
Great idea, Mama. I'd love to see what the boys would pick out.
Delivery man! Someone stop that truck! Stop that... Ah! Don't put ice down my back!
You should have drowned them at birth.
Shelby... Shelby, see if you can get this wet.
My nails are wet.
Shelby!
Ma'am?
Would you look at those, please?
Dad, over here behind the tent! Come on!
Myrtle, hi. Oh, hold on, please.
Drum! Sweetheart, I'm on the phone! Stop that now! I can't hear myself think!
Myrtle, the champagne glasses are all broken. Help!
Stuff.
Well, that's why God invented the A and P.
You gotta work on the truck.
No, you gotta get the lead out.
Yes, ma'am. I live to serve.
If those eggs are not at the church by noon, they don't get hidden.
Mrs. Jones,
are you an ale?
Oh, you sweet thing. Come on.
Excuse me.
Pick up my green dress at the cleaners!
Am I interrupting something?
No, I'm just screaming at my husband. I can do that any time. Please, call me Trudy.
Hey, thank you.
Mama, look at this. This was in the hall closet.
What is it?
Rubbers. Tommy says Jonathan's planning to cover the honeymoon getaway car with these. Please stop him.
Keep your voice down. Keep your voice. Jonathan! Boys, I want to talk to you. Tommy, Jonathan,
don't you decorate your sister's car with condoms. It's tacky.
It's like talking to a brick wall. If he's trying to drive me crazy.
crazy. It's too late. There must be a better way to get rid of those birds.
Well, we could cut down all our trees. Or change the migratory patterns of the birds in North America. Take your pick. You're the one that told him to get rid of them.
I had no idea he would alienate the entire neighborhood.
The neighborhood would be a lot more alienated if they got covered in bird shit at my reception.
Pretty talk. You have to be so crude. Okay.
Oops, I see a hole.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd catch that.
Oh, it's a little bit poofier than I would normally do, but I'm nervous.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I usually wrap my entire head in toilet paper when I go to bed at night, so it usually gets pretty smushed down in that process anyway.
In my class at the trade school, I was number one when it came to frosting and streaking. I did my own.
Really? That's good. And I can usually spot a bottle job at 20 paces. Your technique is really good.
Thanks.
I think your form and content will improve with time. So, best I can tell, young lady, you've just landed yourself a job.
Oh, God! Oh, thank you! Oh, thank you, Miss Truly.
No time for thanks this morning, honey. We're going to be busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
Oh, here, let me help you.
It's all right. I got it.
You got tiny little hairs and fuzzies all over you.
There's so much static electricity in this room, I pick up everything with boys and money. Louie, hold up. I want you to meet a nail.
Hi.
She's taking Judy's place.
Swell.
Louie, take out the garbage.
Pam! Wait.
So proud of him. Now, honey, what do you say we talk some trash?
Okay. I am so excited. I can't believe it's happening. I'm a beautician.
Glamour technician.
Glamour technician.
And I'll have you know you are working in the most successful shop in this town. Because I have a strict philosophy that I have stuck to for 15 years. There is no such thing as natural beauty.
There is no such thing as natural beauty.
You remember that, or we're all out of a job. Well, just look at me, Nell. It takes some effort to look like this.
Oh, I can see that.
So, how long have you been in town?
A few weeks.
New in town. It must be exciting being in a new place. I wouldn't know. I've lived here all my life. Well, tell me things about yourself.
There's nothing to tell. I live here. I've got a job now. That's it. Can I borrow a few of these back issues of Southern Hair?
Sure, take them. It is essential to stay abreast of the latest styles. And I'm glad to see your interest. Well, you must live close by. At least in walking distance, I mean. I didn't see a car.
I don't have a car. I've been staying across the river at Roebling's boarding house.
Well, that's quite a walk. Ruth Roebling. Now, there is a story for you. She is a troubled, twisted soul. Her whole life has been an experiment in terror. Her husband got killed in World War II, then her son got killed in Vietnam. I have to tell you, when it comes to suffering, she is right up there with Elizabeth Taylor.
I had no idea.
Hello, Clarice!
Good morning.
Anel, I'd like to introduce you to the former First Lady of Chinkapin, Ms. Belcher. Clary, I'd like you to meet Anel.
I'm a little embarrassed. I'm windblown. I've just been to the dedication of the new children's park.
Yeah, how did that go?
Beautifully. Except, Janice Van Meter got hit with a baseball. It was fabulous.
Was she hurt?
I doubt it. She got hit in the head. Janice Van Meter's the current mayor's wife. We hate her.
They just named the new park after Clary's late husband. This town is so proud of her.
Oh, that's nice.
What's your family name, dear?
Well, my married name is Dupuy. I'm originally from Zwolle.
How nice.
And now, honey, there's some towels in the dryer. Would you fold them and bring them in, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sweet gal, where'd you find her?
Well, yesterday when Judy quit, I called up the trade school and I told them to send me a warm body. And Annette was the valedictorian of the hairdo class. And I think there's a story there.
What makes you say that?
Well, for starters, she's married. But she's living over at Ruth Robeline's alone.
I'd get to the bottom of this if I were you. You have some nice silverware you'd like to keep.
Oh, I'm not worried about that at all. She's just as sweet as she can be. And besides, I kind of like the idea of hiring somebody with a past.
She can't be more than 18. She hasn't had time to have a past.
Oh, get with it, Clary. This is the 80s. If you can achieve puberty, you can achieve a past.
Whoa! That man! Ah, swat! I don't know how Malin puts up with that.
Come on, get out of here.
Jackson, please.
I'm going to talk some sense into you if it kills me.
Get back over to Aunt Laura's. It's bad luck to see me before the wedding.
So you are going to marry me.
Jackson.
Come on now. We can work this out, Shelby, please. You know you won't go through with this. You don't have to give back all the wedding presents. That VCR alone is worth getting married for. And I love you.
My daddy catches you in here. The question of whether or not I can carry your children will not matter. He will cut your thing off.
Say you're gonna marry me. I hate suspense.
Okay. Okay. You meet me 2:00, Presbyterian Church. I'll be the one in the veil down front.
Oh, I'm gonna make you very happy.
We'll see.
Boy, give me this board.
Boys, we're off to Truby's. Jonathan, I want you to keep your eye on your brother, Tommy.
Am I my brother's keeper?
You're your brother's warden is what you are, and that horrible woman is coming by to deliver the groom's cake in about an hour.
Where's your father?
His coffee kicked in.
Oh. Shelby, let's go.
Mama, I said I'd be right there.
Shelby, you're going to be late for your wedding.
I'm going to wear my hair down because Jackson likes my hair down.
But the veil would be so much prettier with your hair up.
Get over it, Mama.
Oops.
Weasel. Back door.
Malin! Open the door! I know you're in there! Mom?
I think there's somebody at the door.
I think it's for Daddy.
I know you're in there!
Sit, please. Thank you.
You look like hammered shit.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Sorry, you look like regular shit.
I have such a bone to pick with you. Stop that. Stop egging him on. Come here. Stop it. Listen, I have just come from the vet. Come here, Rick. Whitey Black says that all this noise that you've been making around here for the last few days has been causing a nervous condition in my dog. Look at this. All his hair's falling out. I gotta give this animal tranquilizers.
Whitey Black is a moron. I'm not even sure he has poseable thumbs. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a little work out in the backyard.
Hi, Miss Weaver.
Leave me alone.
Now, you listen to me. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Yeah, I heard you got so screwed up you cut your dog out of your will and had an ungrateful nephew put to sleep.
I'm about to end of my rope.
Well, you tie a noose it and slip it over your head. Oh, damn it, Weezer. I don't want to have to kill you. Boys, bring me my gun.
Don't you threaten me, Drummy Eaton, or I will call the police.
I got to scare away about 5 zillion birds this afternoon before Shelby's reception. If I don't, I'll have to deal with my wife, and I make it a point never to deal with my wife.
But that dog is on his last legs. What am I going to do with that poor
Serve
animal?
Serve him on toast.
You get those magnolias out of my tree.
The judge has not decided whose tree that is exactly.
It is mine. I will speak to Malin about this.
Now, are these chocolate chips semi-sweet or milk?
The milk.
Is the Cairo syrup light or dark?
It's a matter of taste.
Where's the other one you were talking about? A cup.
Oh, that's simple. You don't need to write that down. That's a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, a cup of fruit cocktail with the juice, and you mix and bake at 350 to a golden bubbly.
Sounds awfully rich.
It is. So I serve it over ice cream to cut the sweetness. I'll be right back, honey. Well, Malin, looks like you're ready to roll. And I think we can trust the nail here to do that. Honey, her coiffure card's in that little box on the counter.
Oh, I don't know. Today is a very special day, and my work tends to be too poofy when I'm nervous.
You stop that. You're a professional now, so just get over there and bang some hair.
Does your dress have to go over your head?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Relax. You can't screw up her hair. You just tease it and make it look like a brown football helmet.
Well, I must have missed the passage in Emily Post that said all abuse is heaped on the mother of the bride. Oh, hush, girls. Shelby, your mama never tells us much. What's Jackson like?
He's really cute. And I thought he was a pest at first, but then he kind of grew on me, and now I love him.
You made a very good catch, Shelby. Louisiana lawyers do well, whether they want to or not.
Oh, I don't really care. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. The money is real nice and all, but I just like the idea of growing old with somebody. My dream is to get old and sit on the back porch covered with grandchildren and say no and stop that.
Are you going to quit your nursing job?
Never. I love it. I love being around all those babies.
Drum and I both feel that she should not work after she gets married.
Well, I'm so anxious to discuss this topic for the 900th time this week.
You should not be on your feet all day long. You should be kinder to your circulatory system.
You know what you need in here, Truby? You need a radio. Music is a wonderful thing to have in the background. It takes the pressure off everybody feeling they have to talk so much.
Oh, I used to have one, but I slammed it against the wall when I couldn't figure out where the batteries went. Of course, I know now I was suffering from premenstrual syndrome.
Radio, what did I just hear? Oh, yes. The Antilli family selling KPPD. I wonder how much radio stations sell for.
Miss Clary, you should buy KPPD. You got plenty of money.
What would I do with a radio station? Oh, business never interested me. Lord, took care of all that stuff. Shelby, I hope you and Jackson be as happy as Lord and I were. We had such a good time. Until November. Well, at least he hung on through the state playoffs.
Miss Clary, there are still good times to be had.
Well, I really do love football. But it's hard to parlay that into a reason to live.
What are your colors, Shelby?
They're blush and bash.
Ooh.
Her colors are pink and pink.
My colors are blush and bashful, Mama.
How precious is this wedding gonna get, I ask you?
My colors are blush and bashful. I have chosen two shades of pink. One is much deeper than the other.
But the bridesmaids' dresses, they are really beautiful.
Ceremony will be, too. The walls are banked with sprays of flowers in my two shades of blush and bashful. Pink carpets specially laid out for my service, and pink silk bunting draped over anything that would stand still.
That sanctuary looks like it's been hosed down with Pepto-Bismol.
I like pink. Pink is my signature color.
How many bridesmaids?
Nine?
Good Lord.
Exactly. Mama made me have my cousins in Margie St. Maurice.
Shelby, let's not go into this now. You know there was no way around it.
It will be pretentious. And Daddy always says an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure.
The poet laureate of Dogwood Lane.
Mama, I wish you'd get off Daddy's back.
Shelby, look, now I don't really want to
fill us in on the reception.
My reception. Ferns dancing, tons of people, every pink flower west of the Mississippi. Wedding cake in the dining room and the groom's cake hidden in the carport.
Shelby and I, we agree on one thing.
The groom's cake. It's awful. It's in the shape of a giant armadillo.
An armadillo? You're joking, right?
No, Jackson wanted a cake in the shape of an armadillo, and he's got an aunt that makes them.
It's unusual.
It's repulsive. It's got gray icing. I can't even begin to think how you make gray icing.
Worse, the cake pot is red velvet cake. Blood red. People are going to be hacking into this poor animal that looks like it's bleeding to death.
The rehearsal supper was a real experience.
Mommy, it wasn't that bad. Was that at Jackson's uncle's place on the river?
Jackson comes from a good old Southern family with good old Southern values. Either shoot it, stuff it, or marry it.
They're simply outdoorsy, that's all.
Did y'all do anything especially romantic?
We drove down to Frenchman's Point and went parking.
Oh.
Oh, Shelby, really?
Oh, Malin, leave her alone. This is my favorite part. This is the romantic part. Now, see, that's what really melts my butter.
Well, then, we went skinny dipping and we did things that frighten the fish.
It's been a long time since we've had a youngster in this place.
We talked and talked and talked.
I love those kind of talks. In the arms of the man you love.
Actually, we fought most of the time.
You fought?
Well, because I told him I wouldn't marry him.
What? Why'd you go do a thing like that?
Oh, it's okay now. We worked it all out.
Oh, it's probably just one of those last-minute jitter things.
No, but the wedding's still on.
Well, thank goodness, because this is going in the Hairdo Hall of Fame.
Shelby, you scared us. That wasn't a nice thing to do to your mama. Never say a thing like that to a woman who's marinating 50 pounds of crab claws.
Oh, but the making up can be so romantic. I miss romance so much.
Oh, truly. Can't be that bad.
Oh, really now? Well, the last romantic thing my husband did for me was back in 1972. He enclosed this carport so I could support him.
Well, Truby, now, I think I have something that could cheer you up. Drum and I have been planning on talking to your husband about building a room under our house.
Malin, are you serious? If you'll give Spud a job, I'll give you Arnold Remus for the rest of your life. And now this looks pretty good. I think you know what you're doing.
Thank you. Mrs. Eatonton, you have great hair. And your scalp's as clean as a whistle.
I try. Well, it must run in the family. This young's got the prettiest head of hair I ever had my hands in. So thick. Well, just because I'm bragging on you don't mean you can get lazy on me. Hold your head up, Shelby. Shelby? Shelby! Malin!
I'll get some juice.
Truvy, there's some candy in my purse.
I have some up here.
Shelby, hold on. Clary's getting you some juice. Shelby.
Should I get her a cookie?
No, juice is better.
Here's the juice.
Shelby, you need some juice.
Stop it, Mama.
Drink the juice.
Please drink the juice.
No! Stop it, Mama! I need my purse.
No, you didn't bring your purse, sweetheart. You didn't bring your purse. No, you didn't. No, here you go.
No.
Here you go. Drink some of this. It's not any wonder with all this running around and wedding nonsense.
Excuse me, should I call the doctor or something?
No.
She's a diabetic.
She just has a little too much insulin, that's all. We just get a little more in her, she'll be all right.
Don't leave me alone, I'm gonna leave.
Oh, I'd love to see you try. Cooperate, please.
Honey, drink, please.
Come on now, there, girl. Yes. There you go. There. That's a start.
This one hit her fast.
She's been so upset lately. Dr. Mitchell told her on her last appointment. Children aren't possible.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Oh, Oh, she's making some sense now. Yes, she is. This one was not bad at all. It was not bad at all. No, I think we need a little more juice.
Could I do something to help?
No. She'll be fine. Don't fuss over her. Normality's very important to Shelby.
Here, Malin.
Thanks. I am really sorry about the children part, Malin. I know. Shelby's afraid that Jackson will be throwing away his chance to have children.
Jackson said, Shelby, don't be stupid. There's plenty of kids out there need good homes.
Drink some.
We'll adopt 10 of them. We'll buy them if we have to.
Jackson sounds like good people to me.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry.
It's all right, honey. I'm sorry. It's all right. It's all over now. It's all over. You hold your juice. It's all over. Hold your juice.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Look, you feel him
sorry.
Oh, I'll fix it. We'll fix it.
Okay. What did I do with my gun? Well, where'd you leave it?
How the hell do I know?
Well, come on. We got work to do. Daylight's been in. Gonna get rid of some birds.
Miss Cleary, what cute shoes.
You think so? I'm not so sure myself. They seem a little too racy for me. I'll probably give them away.
Oh, they're just too cha-cha for words. If you decide to get rid of them, I'll buy them from you.
What size you wear?
Well, in a good shoe, I wear a size 6, but a 7 feels so good, I buy a size 8.
They're 8 and a half.
Perfect.
Lord, give us strength.
Come here, Rat.
Oh. That is one ugly dog. What kind of dog is that?
If it had a head, it'd be a Saint Bernard.
This is it. I have found it. I am in hell.
Good morning, Weezer.
Don't try to get on my good side, Truvy. I no longer have one. Come here, Rip.
You're a little early, ain't you?
That is precisely why I'm here. I've got to talk to Malin about her husband. He is a boil on the butt of humanity.
I'm sorry, Weezer. This whole thing has gotten out of hand.
It's not your fault, Malin. You know, I used to think you were crazy for marrying that man. Then for a few years, I thought you were a glutton for punishment. Now I realize you must be on some mission from God.
Miss Weezer, Daddy isn't trying to drive you crazy. He's just trying to make my reception nice. His heart's in the right place.
Weezer, I know for a fact there will be no more gunshots.
But he was going to fire a gun at me.
They're blanks. Drum would never, ever point a gun at a lady.
He's a real gentleman. I bet he takes the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it. Who the hell are you?
Anil?
Weezer, this is my new...
Fine. Now, I know everybody in this town. And I don't recall having seen you before.
Well, I just moved into town not too long ago.
With your family?
No, Ma, I don't have any family to speak.
Your husband?
My husband?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of hard to say. I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I'm intrigued. Are you married or not? These are not difficult questions.
Well, we're... I can't talk about it.
Of course you can.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm married or not. He's gone.
Men are the most horrible creatures, honey. They will ruin your life, you mark my words.
Everything is horrible. Bunky, that's my husband. He just vanished last week. He took all the money, my jewelry, the car. Most of my clothes were in the trunk. He's in big trouble with the law.
Uh-huh.
Drugs or something. Police keep questioning me, but I don't know anything. They say that our marriage may not be legal.
Well, we should have said something.
I was scared to. I need a job in the worst way, and I didn't know if you would hire someone who may or may not be married to someone who might be a dangerous criminal. But, Miss Drew, I swear to you that my personal tragedy will not interfere with my ability to do good hair.
Of course it won't.
I really don't think things could get any worse.
Of course they can. We are awful. We are hateful, awful people. Here, all we've been talking about is weddings and psychotic animals.
What can we do to help?
I know one thing I can do. This afternoon, you're going to drop by my house and have some bleeding armadillo groom's cake.
Oh, yes, you must.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I still get real emotional sometimes.
Well, not today, you won't. It is going to be a great party.
I don't have anything to wear.
No problem. I'll bet I have something that'll do. I'm going to call the house.
Thanks.
All right. Load me up. You ready? All right. Are you ready? Get out, stand back. Here we go.
It's time.
Daddy, it's time. Daddy, it's time. It's time.
It's time.
Who gives this woman in marriage?
Her mother and I do.
Dearly beloved.
I know Bobby Sharp, way close to
down on North Wall Street.
This has been the happiest day of my life, Daddy.
Oh, I'm glad, sugar. I'm not talking too loud, am I?
No, you're fine.
Shelby loves you very much.
I hope so. It cost me $60 to rent this sucker.
I'm being serious.
So am I. I got the receipt right here.
Could I say this, please? Shelby is so happy. I know when you're young, it seems like everything will always be perfect. Maybe it will be. Promise me you'll think about it before you make any big decisions about family.
Malin, I know what you're saying.
Good.
Come, come, come. If you don't sing, lemon dice. If I see the police or he sees me, I'm gonna run.
I get you.
Nothing, no thanks.
You sure? It's free.
Oh.
Come on, what'll it be?
A cherry coke.
Sure. So, are you a friend of the bride or the groom?
Neither. Shelby invited me. I don't know why I'm here.
I'm Sammy. And this here is the best cherry coke in the history of the world.
I wasn't dressed up like Henry Bowen, but I was feeling just as fine.
Can I help you, sir?
Another man's
That Jackson, he's one big hanging man.
Yes, I know.
Fancy there.
Come on.
Calories, calories.
Calories, calories.
I don't like Velma Minion. I don't trust anybody that does their own hair. I don't think it's normal.
She's the best volunteer we have at the Mental Guidance Center. She's so good with troubled children. Wish I'd have taken Louie there when he was little and got him straightened out. I should have known Louie had problems when his imaginary playmates wouldn't play with him.
Oh, Louie, your boy grew up fine. He's just a little scary, that's all.
I just think it'd be fun to have access to all that secret, personal information. Oh, come on, Lynn. Won't you tell me some of your most bizarre cases and let me see if I can figure out who they are?
No.
There's some pretty sick tickets in this town.
I will do no such thing. Now, cut that out.
Oh, you old buddy daddy.
I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean it, Trump.
Weezer, can we call a truce long enough for me to get a piece of cake?
Thanks, Weezer. Nothing like a good piece of ass.
Clary, you know I'd rather walk on my lips than to criticize anybody. But Janice Van Meter.
I know.
I bet you money she's paid $500 for that dress and don't even bother to wear a girdle.
Looks like two pigs fighting under a blanket.
Well, I haven't left the house without lycra on these thighs since I was 14.
You were brought up right.
Congratulations, Rob. Fantastic party.
Weezer. Weezer, there's someone I'd like you to meet. That looks like an autopsy. Now, this is Jackson's aunt, Fern Thornton, from Alexandria. She made the cake. You did this.
Guilty. Oh, it's very simple, really. It just takes patience.
You only do armadillos?
No, I can do anything except snakes. I don't have the counter space.
Son of a gun, gonna have some fun on the bike.
takes a buzzing. Kimful comes in farm by a dozen. Dress in style, go hard wild, me on my room. Same with gun, gon' have me fun on the bike. Oh, don't be lying if I'm in fire. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow in the old. Pick the dog, go through the dry room.
Mama, help me. Well, this is it. You're finally rid of me.
I think you'll be back every now and then.
Corsages are pretty stupid when you think about it, aren't they?
They make Jackson Latry take good care of you.
Mama Jackson will take care of me. And I'll take care of him. And I'm not stupid. I'll get my bags.
What did they do to it?
Let me put it this way. If you and Jackson want to practice safe sex, you're all set.
See a little spud for me.
I'll do it. I'm sure he's sorry he missed all this. It was such a beautiful wedding.
Thanks, Ruby.
Bye. Bye. You're leaving so soon.
All right.
Hello.
Would you like a ride?
I have new shoes. Have to break them in.
Well, good night. It was a lovely day.
Stop it.
Walk me home, Clary.
You just live over there.
I don't want to walk in that house by myself. You watch the evening news. Come on, you watch the news. You know what kind of world we're living in. Walk me home.
Who's going to walk me home?
You've got the flashlight.
My car's parked over there.
Come on. I want to talk.
This is ridiculous. You're just only a few feet away from here.
Follow me.
My goodness, you're acting like a child. You know that?
I'm not a
child. The older you get, the sillier you get.
The older you get, the uglier you get.
Here's Miss Merry Christmas, Betsy Beth Bartholia!
Get it while the getting's good. Best food in Louisiana. Blood, sweat, and tears going every little bowl full. Right, boys?
That's right, Trudy.
Shelby? Get your little comfy butt over here. Were you trying to sneak by us without buying some of our jumbo shrimp? They're hot and spicy just like a nail.
Really? Stop. You really should try one. We've already pulled their little heads off them and everything.
No, thanks. I'm just killing time. Jackson's found a firearm. We may never see him again.
How about a glass of iced tea? It's the house wine of the South.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm coming up.
Boy, I bet your mama's happy you got home in time to make the festival.
Oh, I wouldn't miss the festival for the world.
How's your family?
All
fine. Spuds as outgoing as ever. Louis brought his girlfriend home, and the nicest thing I can say about her is all her tattoos are spelled correctly.
Ruby,
get your money away.
What's speaking?
Well, my hair is not the only thing that's changed. So much has happened. After they finally put Bunky Dupuy behind bars and I was rid of him, I went wild. I was running around, drinking, smoking.
Jezebel.
Truly helped me see the error of my ways. She gave me a place to live. Now I go to church. I've done guest lectures on beauty at the trade school.
Our little Annelle here has become one of the hottest tickets in town.
Oh, truly.
Trish.
Well, I am enjoying the city more, and I'm so excited about this Christmas festival. There's a Messiah sing-along tomorrow. Oh, no! Oh, nobody move! Nobody move! My contact! Oh, no!
Stay back!
Wait, don't move! Don't find me! Can you back up, please?
Hello, darling! When did you get into town?
This afternoon. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
I've been trying to show Jackson everything. He's never been to the festival.
Well, make sure you listen to the football game tonight.
Sure. What are we listening for?
Me? I'm a working gal now. Didn't your mama tell you?
Mama never tells anyone anything.
I'm the color announcer for the Devils. I'm fabulous. I'm just too colorful for words.
Well, that's nice of them to let you talk on the radio.
Nice nothing. I own the radio station.
You bought it.
Yes, KPPD. The station of choice in Chicago.
Belcher, we gotta go.
No.
Get going. This has been an extremely hard-fought football game, considering the fact that the dry prong lines just don't seem to have the kind of depth that Chankapin has.
Well,
Raleigh Bassett got the contract. His bid was $6,000 under mine.
$6,000?
Well, he owns all his own equipment, and I don't. It's hell to be poor and hired out.
Well, I have got some fried chicken here prepared by Christian women, a bottle of cheap wine, and I've arranged for some pretty incredible fireworks. Oh, come on, Spud. I don't want to miss the nativity made entirely out of sparklers.
I don't feel much like it.
What will you will once we get there?
I'm happy where I am.
Spud, we always watch the fireworks.
This is KPPD Radio, station of choice in Chinkapin Parish. Coming to you live from the Devil's Locker Room, this is Bart Boone with color announcer Clary Belcher.
Thank you, Bob. You know, Bob, it's a shame our listeners can't be here to see the gorgeous new Devil uniforms.
They're lovely.
I myself would never have chosen those white pants. They're filthy. I would have gone with a darker color. White shows everything. Just look at those grass stains. Impossible to get out.
It's hard to keep white clean when you're tackled.
But I love the tops. Such a vibrant purple. Bach, would you call this color grape or aubergine?
Shut up!
What?
You're making a fool out of yourself, Clary.
I am not.
This is football. All the people want to hear about is touchdowns and injuries. They don't give a damn about that grape shit.
We have this new psychiatrist that comes in 2 days a week. Of course, I pick her name out of the grab bag. I've got to pick something up for her tomorrow. Would you put that down on the list? I have no idea what to get your father.
What's Jackson giving you, do you know?
Furniture.
Furniture? Well, my. Must be nice to be married to a rich lawyer. What's it for, the living room?
No, for the nursery.
We wanted to tell you when you and Daddy were together, but you're never together, so it's every man for himself. I'm pregnant.
I realize that.
Well, is that it? Is that all you're gonna say?
What do you want me to say?
Well, something along the lines of congratulations.
Congratulations.
Would it be too much to ask for a little excitement? Not too much. I wouldn't want you to break a sweat or anything. It's in July. Mama, you have to help me plan. We're gonna get a new house. Jackson and I are going house hunting next week. Jackson loves to hunt for anything.
What does Jackson say about all this?
He is so excited. He says he doesn't care whether it's a boy or a girl, but I know he really wants a son so bad he could taste it. He's really cute about the whole thing. It's all he can talk about. Jackson Lattery Jr.
Does he ever listen? I mean, when doctors and specialists give you advice, does he listen? I know you never do. Does he? Huh? What?
Oh. I guess since he doesn't have to carry the baby, it really isn't any of his concern.
Mama. I want a child.
What about adoption? You filled out all the applications.
Mama, no judge is going to give a baby to someone with my medical record. Jackson even put out feelers about buying one.
People do it all the time.
Listen to me. I want a child of my own. I think it would help things a lot.
I see.
Mama, you worry too much. In fact, I never worry because I always know you're worried enough for both of us. Jackson and I have given this a lot of thought.
Has he really? Well, there's a first time for everything.
Don't start on Jackson, Mom.
Your poor body has been through so much. Why would you deliberately do this to yourself?
Diabetics have healthy babies all the
time. You are special, Shelby. There are limits to what you can do.
I'm going to be very, very careful. Nobody's going to be hurt or disappointed or even inconvenienced.
Least of all Jackson, I'm sure.
You're jealous because you no longer have a say-so in what I do, and that drives you up the wall. You're ready to spit nails because you can't call the shots.
I did not raise my daughter to talk to me like this.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Whenever any of us asked you what you wanted for us when we grew up, what did you say?
Shelby, I'm not in the mood to play games.
Just tell me what you said, Mama. What did you say?
The only thing I have ever said to you ever is that I want you to be happy.
Okay. The one thing that would make me happy is to have a baby. If I could adopt one, I would, but I can't. I'm going to have a baby, and I wish you'd be happy, too.
I'll tell you what I wish. I don't know what I wish.
Mama, I don't know why you have to make everything so difficult.
look at having this baby as the opportunity of a lifetime. Sure, there may be risk involved. That's true for anybody. But you get through it and life goes on. And when it's all said and done, there'll be a little piece of immortality with Jackson's good looks and my sense of style, I hope. Please, please. I need your support. I would rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special.
I'm gonna hand it to you. I don't want to hit you upside the head.
Okay, I got one hole left.
Right. I want you to put the cords behind the pole because I don't want them to show. It'll look tacky.
I know you told me about 40 times.
And now that you do all this? Guilty. Trivi just turned over the decoration responsibility to me. Look, I went to the fire sale at the Baptist bookstore in Shreveport last week. They had mismatched manger scenes at incredibly low prices. I cleaned them out of baby Jesus's, which I made into ornaments.
She's ready to roll.
Shelby, would you do the honors?
Yeah. Here you are, Mrs. Latchery.
Thanks, Sammy. Ready?
Down in Louisiana, we have a Cajun Christmas.
And now it's wonderful!
It works!
Cute!
I think our elves have gone berserk.
Well, Shelby, I wasn't expecting to see you here today. What can I do for you? I'm running a special. It's called a Christmas Quickie.
Miss Truby, I'm beyond help. Last week, I discovered the early stages of crow's feet.
Honey, time marches on, and eventually you realize it's marching across your face.
Stop it.
Oh, no. Miss Wazer. I'm supposed to give her a pedicure today. I hate working on her feet.
It could have been worse. She could have wanted a bikini waxing.
Let's not get graphic.
Why not?
Miss Weezer, I met an old friend of yours.
Oh?
Owen Jenkins.
Oh.
Owen. Now, there's a blast from the past.
Do you remember him? He remembers you.
Of course I remember him. He had the longest nose hair in the free world.
Well, he doesn't now. He hardly has any hair anywhere.
Owen's been gone from Chicopin Parish since God was a boy. I'd forgotten it ever existed.
Well, now he lives in Monroe and goes to First Presbyterian. When he found out where I was from, he asked me if I knew you. He used to live in Ohio somewhere. His wife just died recently, and he's moved back down here.
Does this story have a point?
No, not really. He just remembers you fondly, I think.
Well, I can't imagine why. He was not a bad fellow. But I managed to run him off and marry the first of two total deadbeats.
Well, maybe sometime I could arrange for us all to get together.
Maybe not.
Well, why not?
Shelby.
I managed in a few decades to marry the two most worthless men in the universe and then proceeded to have the three most ungrateful children ever conceived. The only reason people are nice to me is because I have more money than God. Now, I'm not about to open a new can of worms.
Weezer.
What?
If this is really how you feel, it isn't healthy. Maybe you should think about coming down to the guidance center and talking to someone with their help.
I'm not crazy, Malin. I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years.
Is that new?
Well, I made the dress with my own two hands. I just threw the rest of it together.
The only thing that separates us from the animals is our ability to accessorize.
Oh. Now, why are you so late? Did you and Sammy get tangled up in the tents?
What's your week?
Kill me.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dog.
I have to tell you, your nephew Marshall is a little piece of heaven right here on Earth.
They're family, and I love them, but they do look like the Alvin Cobb got a cream cheese.
Clary, I'm surprised at you talking about your kin that way.
As somebody always said, if you can't say anything nice about anybody, come sit by me.
That's a good one.
Miss Weezer.
What?
There's somebody that wants to see you.
Who?
I've opened the can of worms for you.
What? Hell!
Owen Jenkins.
Hello, Louisa. Remember me?
My God, you look different. Have you shrunk?
You look terrific. You've hardly changed at all.
I'm not as sweet as I used to be. I cannot believe Shelby did that. Owen, after all these years, I'm not sure I can be gracious under pressure.
Shelby does a lot of things I can't believe.
Well, then, what's wrong with you these days? You got a reindeer up your butt.
Everybody, Tommy, get all these people outside.
Come on, everybody.
Well, Tommy, just one moment of your time, folks, now.
Today, my daughter told me a big secret.
Daddy.
Now, don't worry, honey. I'm not going to tell him you're pregnant. I'm just going to tell him... I'm just gonna tell him I'm gonna be a granddaddy. Oh!
Congratulations! Well, ain't you excited? Smile, it increases your face value. And the doctor said Shelby couldn't have children.
Yeah, what do they know? I guess she showed them.
The doctor said she shouldn't have children. There's a big difference.
This baby is not exactly great news.
Jackson and Shelby.
Oh, Malin, I really wish I had some words of wisdom, but I don't. So why don't we just focus on the joy of the situation? It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
You know what they say? That which does not kill us makes us stronger.
Nothing pleases Shelby more than proving me wrong.
Oh, Anne, to my new grandbaby.
May he be as good looking as I am.
Born on the 3rd of July. He's a Yankee Doodle boy. He Yankee Doodle went to London just to ride the ponies. He is a Yankee Doodle boy.
Go ahead, blow it out, buddy. Go ahead, blow it out. Blow it out. Blow.
Oh, this is boring as hell.
Oh, you only have your first birthday once.
Little buddy's making a wish.
Oh, I wish you'd just blow out the candle.
No, I can't stand this.
Don't hey, you dare. Oh, look. Come on, here we go.
One, two, three. Yay!
So, I'll be back from Truby's in about an hour. Anything you want?
I think I'll come with you. I want to get my hair cut. Short. And I want Truby to do it. It'd be so much easier to take care of. I'd love to be able to just run my fingers through it and go.
I think that would be precious.
I feel the need to make things as simple as possible. Let me go tell Jackson.
Shelby, I just can't seem to find the wipes.
They're in my bag. Is he wet?
No, he's muddy.
Miss Clary, finish about your nephew. Get to the good stuff.
Well,
help.
I have to admit, Marshall did go about it the wrong way. He marched him. And without so much as a hello, he said, Mom and Daddy, I have something to tell you. I have a brain tumor. I have 3 months to live. Well, naturally, Drew and Belle became hysterical. Then he said, hey, folks, I'm only kidding. I'm just gay.
That was his idea of breaking the news gently?
Marshall was always very theatrical.
I wonder what Drew and Belle must be feeling about all of this.
I don't know. They have considered themselves a model family for so long. First, Nancy Beth dethroned from her Miss Merry Christmas title because of that unfortunate motel thing.
What motel thing? I don't live here anymore, remember?
Oh, ho, Nancy Beth was discovered in a local motel with a high political official.
They were both high. They've been smoking everything but their shoes.
She's the first Miss Merry Christmas in history to be caught with her tinsel down around her knees. Well, speaking of drawers, hang on to yours. Ta-da!
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you don't like it. Well, I did what you asked me, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did a beautiful job. What's she say?
Oh, sweetheart, don't. Please don't cry, or I will, too. I have a strict policy that nobody cries alone in my presence. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Truby, let's do my nails.
This is a treat. Nobody around here ever wants a manicure. Well, I don't think I would even know what to charge for a full day's beauty.
Well, I'm going to need one, too.
Well, I am going to paint my front door red and change my name to Elizabeth Arden.
Amen.
Amen. Hanel, I'm going to need some more cuticle oil.
Is it still
second shelf.
Was she praying?
Yes.
Why?
Got me. Maybe she was praying for Marshall and Drew and Belle. Maybe she was praying for us because we were gossiping. Maybe she was praying because the elastic is shot in her pantyhose. Who knows? She prays at the drop of a hat these days.
How long has she been this way?
Since Mardi Gras. She had her choice of going to a Bible weekend with her Sunday school class or to New Orleans with me and two other sinners.
Well, what does a boyfriend have to say?
Well, Sammy's so confused, he don't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his butt. He says he could deal with another man in her life, but he's having trouble with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, well, does Marshall have, you know, friends?
Well, we discussed that. I asked him how he met people. In my day, you could tell by a man's carriage and demeanor which side his bread was buttered on. But in this day and age, who knows? I asked Marshall, how can you tell? And he said, all gay men have track lighting. And all gay men are named Mark Rick or Steve.
Be a soft
spoken dog.
What is?
Oh, what's so funny in there?
Larry's just been telling us this true story of track lighting.
Oh, I love mine. Highlights my new artwork. Since when do you have track lighting?
About 3 weeks. It's in the foyer up the staircase. My grandson's idea.
I haven't seen him in ages. How is he?
Steve's fine.
Shelby. Oh, God. Your hair is so short. Lisa, you're almost chipper. Why are you in such a good mood? You run over a small child or something?
Tomatoes.
Why don't you give all these to me?
Somebody's got to take them. I hate them. I try not to eat healthy food if I can possibly help it. The sooner my body gives out, the better off I'll be. I can't get enough grease into my diet.
Then why do you grow them?
Because I'm an old Southern woman, and we're supposed to wear funny-looking hats and ugly clothes and grow vegetables in the dirt.
No.
Don't ask me those questions. I don't know why. I don't make the rules. Oh, now that's attractive, Weezer.
Shelby. Oh, honey, what have you done to yourself?
It doesn't hurt.
Malin, have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
Well,
the doctor's just trying to strengthen my veins. They're in terrible shape.
God. Shelby, it looks like you've been driving nails up your arms. What is going on?
Shall we tell him, Mama?
Well, I guess we can't keep it a secret any longer. Shelby has been driving nails up her arm.
It's my dialysis. It's no big thing.
Well, don't look at me like that. Having Jack Jr. put too much strain on my kidneys, now they're kaput. That's all. The doctor said this would probably happen.
That's all? That's all, she says.
Do you do this dialysis forever?
Well, I could, I suppose, but that's not real convenient when you're trying to keep up with Jack Jr., so I'll just have a kidney transplant. I'll be fine.
Is it that easy?
Sure. They do them all the time in Shreveport, 3 or 4 a week.
They do. Our Sunday school class was just praying for one the other day.
But the hard part is finding the kidney, isn't it?
I saw something about it on TV. Very dramatic. These medical teams fly all over the place taking hearts and kidneys and who knows what else. You know what impressed me the most? They carry those organs in beer coolers.
Oh, stop it.
Those doctors take out their six packs, throw in some dry ice in a heart, and get on a plane.
How long do you have to wait for one?
Well, there are people on dialysis that have been waiting for years.
That must be agony.
Well, I suppose, but I'm lucky I don't have to wait anymore. Mama's gonna give me one of her kidneys.
When?
We check in tomorrow morning. So you better get going on my nails.
Now I'm dripping.
Sorry.
I shouldn't have said that.
Said what?
Back at Truvy's. I said I'd be better off when my body wears out. I shouldn't have said that in front of Shelby. And I didn't mean that.
Weezer, nobody pays any attention to you.
But I feel bad, Clary. I'm a terrible person.
No, you're not. You'd give your dog a kidney if you needed one.
Yes.
Clary, this is just a gesture. We're not feeding Drum till the end of time.
Drum loves polk and beans. Eats them with everything.
That explains a lot.
You're supposed to soak the red beans overnight.
But we don't have overnight. And I want to take it to them before they leave for the hospital tomorrow.
Well, let's cook something else.
I already bought all the stuff, and it's in the freezes beautifully section of my cookbook. I want to take something that freezes beautifully.
Then we'll make red beans and rice.
Sammy Duane DeSoto, what is this in my Frigidaire?
Bear.
I don't care what you do in your refrigerator, but you will not keep liquor in mine.
Oh, a nail, for Christ's sakes.
Who?
Christ.
Who did you say?
Christ, Christ, Christ.
Are you speaking of our Lord? Is that whose name you're taking in vain?
That's the one.
Oh, well, I am sorry, Sammy. But I'm not about to spend the next 50 years of my life with someone who I'm not going to run into in the hereafter.
Oh, Nell, God damn it.
I think we should pray.
Oh, I'd rather eat dirt.
Shelby says her half of the operation's easy. I guess the lens is terrible. They basically have to saw her in half to get the kidney out.
Yeah? Well, they do it on Circus of the Stars all the time.
Don't joke about it, Spud. I feel awful for him.
Yeah, Will.
I guess the Eatontons are lucky. They all know how much they mean to each other. Maybe I'm jealous.
Hand me that socket wrench, would you?
Which one's a socket wrench?
A socket wrench.
The socket. This funny looking thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, okay. No more transplant jokes. Daddy doesn't like them.
Alternative.
Oh, Mama.
Oh,
give
yes.
me all your internal organs. I mean aces.
Gosh, Dad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just slipped out.
Go fish. Look, I'm going to put this little one to bed.
Oh, Mama, I'll do it.
No, no, no. Let me. After tomorrow, it'll be a long time before I can pick him up again.
Well, so much for the card game.
Movie!
It's old and black and white.
Nothing dirty there.
Oh, I got it.
got it. A classic.
A Tale of Two Kidneys.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Oh. I overslept because I was up late cooking. I've got to get these beans to the eating tent. It's my Sunday to count the offering, and I just know I'm going to miss church.
And now, cool down. I'm going to have to turn the hose on you.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I know what you're going to do. You are going to get in this car. We're going to drop that pot of beans off at the Eatonton house. And then you are going to church with me.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, honey, God don't care which church you go to, as long as you show up.
Stops by her house at least twice a week.
He knows I like fresh flowers.
And I can report that a strange car is parked in her garage at least once a week.
There. My secret is out. I am having an affair with a Mercedes Benz.
We are in the house of the Lord.
Well, now, she cares. Weeza never done a religious thing in her life.
Now, that is not true. When I was in school, a bunch of my friends and I would dress up as nuns and go bar hopping.
Weezer, forgive me, but I've just been dying to ask you this. Are you and Owen, you know,
Wait. I have to get a mental picture of this.
A dirty mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Well,
not that this is any of anyone else's business, but no, we're friends. You would like more, and I'm dealing with that. But I am old and set in my way.
You are playing hard to get.
Hey, she should be playing beat the clock.
Mr. Lord, is 240 on telemetry?
Yes, he is.
Thank you. May I help you?
Somebody fix my ID, please.
Someone will be there in a minute. Wendy, can you check 240's ID?
Sure.
Looks good. Looks real, real good.
Thanks.
What? I'd recognize his penmanship anywhere.
You have the handwriting of a serial killer.
Now, I just thought Sammy wouldn't mind you reading the Bible in bed as long as you were wearing something inspirational. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Put down split crotch panties.
This is from Shelby. Oh. She's awful sorry she couldn't be here. She's on duty.
How is she?
Fine.
I fed baby Renz, but I haven't fed Alex, okay?
Oh, okay.
Gotta get home now for Halloween.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Shelby, this is too cute. Now, where did you find it?
Aunt Fern made it. I can't wait to get home and try it on Jack. I think I even taught him how to say trick-or-treat or something. Something kind of like it. Could you hand me that bag, Pam? Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Here you go, Miss Trudy.
Thank you, honey. And if this don't work on my husband, maybe you can come back
Yes,
later.
Ma'am. Thank you.
See you.
Looks like somebody's husband's coming home tonight.
Well, when you work a 7-day stretch on an offshore oil rig, all you want to do on your day off is sleep. But I'm going to do everything I can to keep him up.
Anne Boleyn had 6 fingers.
Who's Anne Boleyn?
Anne Boleyn. She was one of the 6 wives of Henry VIII.
Oh, well, I never watched public television.
She had 6 fingers.
Well, what happened to the other 4?
She had 11 total.
Are you trying to confuse me, Clary?
No. I just want to expose us to a little more culture. And that's not easy to come by in this neck of the woods. Hey, Weezer.
How about taking a theater trip to New York?
I don't want to expose myself to anything.
You should broaden your horizons.
You broaden your horizons your way, and I will broaden my horizons mine.
I'm going to support the arts in this area.
I'll write a check. I support art. I just don't have to see it.
It wouldn't hell if you...
Clary, can I get one thing straight with you? I do not see plays because I can nap at home for free. And I don't see movies because they're trash. And they got nothing but naked people in them. And I don't read books because if they're any good, they're going to make them into a miniseries.
You know, you would be a much more contented, pleasant person if you would find ways to occupy your time.
I am pleasant? Damn it! I just saw Drum Eaton in this morning at the Piggly Wiggly, and I smiled at the son of a bitch, for I could help myself. Ow!
I'm sorry, Miss Weezer.
Now, you take your Bible and shut it where the sun doesn't shine.
Put it in Mommy's pocket. There we go. And we'll zip you up, and we'll go trick-or-treating right after dinner. And let's go in and make some spaghetti. Ah! Oh, Jack. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's go call Daddy, okay?
Shelby? Shelby? What's the matter, pal? What? Shelby! Shelby! Okay, buddy, okay. All right. Shelby! Okay, baby, just put blanket on me. Shelby, baby? Shelby?
morning.
Morning, Gladys. We're doing our Jane Fonda.
The exercises are good for him.
There's the one where you're holding him. And you're looking at him, and he's looking at you, and then you all looked over at me. Remember? Open your eyes, Shelby. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Look at him. He wants you to open your eyes, Shelby. He wants you to open. Open your eyes.
Break the pulse is unchanged. Some flow noted in the AV fistula.
It's weaker.
Yeah, radial pulse is weaker.
Some edema. Fetal pulse is unchanged.
Lesson 3. Never be afraid to try a brave new look. Now that can mean wearing, daring to wear a sexy slip of a dress that bears.
Honey, it'll do you good to get out for a while. Get a real dinner.
What if she wakes up for 2 minutes and I'm not here? For example, we know where you can get a top-of-the-line hairstyle. Call Clary. Call Conley's funeral home, that's nicest. Jackson. You're gonna have to get her pink suit. The one with the little red cherries on the lapel. Where's Jack Jr.?
Yeah, birds.
Thank you.
does this tie go?
Yeah. You look real nice.
Thought I'd come with you to the funeral, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
I feel sorry for him, you know? I mean, especially Jackson. Losing Shelby like that. Something like that ever happened to me, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. Thing like this just doesn't make any sense. No sense at all.
I just keep thinking about what a nail says. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
What the hell is this for?
It makes you pretty.
I'm fine.
It was a beautiful service.
The flowers were the most beautiful flowers I have ever seen.
They were beautiful.
Miss Millian, it should make you feel a lot better that Shelby is with her king.
Yes, Anel, I guess it should.
We should all be rejoicing.
Well, you go on ahead. I'm sorry if I don't feel like it. I guess I'm a little selfish. I'd rather have her here.
Miss Millian, I don't mean to upset you by saying that. It's just that when something like this happens, I pray very hard to make heads or tails of it. And I think that in Shelby's case, she just wanted to take care of that little baby and of you, of everybody she knew. And her poor little body was just worn out. It just wouldn't let her do all the things she wanted to. So she went on to a place where she could be a guardian angel. She will always be young. She will always be beautiful. And I personally feel much safer knowing that she's up there on my side. It may sound real simple and stupid, and maybe I am, but that's how I get through things like this. Thank you, Nell. I appreciate that. And it's a real good idea. Shelby, as you know, wouldn't want us to get mired down and wallow in this. We should handle it the best way we know how and get on with it. That's what my mind says. I wish somebody would explain it to my heart.
Drum says you never left her side for a second.
No. I couldn't leave my Shelby. I just sat there and kept on pushing the way I always have where Shelby was concerned. I was hoping she'd sit up and argue with me. And finally we realized there was no hope. We turned off the machines. Drum left. He couldn't take it. Jackson left. I find it amusing. Men are supposed to be made out of steel or something. I just sat there. I just held Shelby's hand. There was no noise. No tremble. Just peace. Oh, God. I realize, as a woman, how lucky I am. I was there when that wonderful creature drifted into my life. And I was there when she drifted out. It was the most precious moment of my life. I gotta get back.
Has anybody got a mirror?
Does anybody have a mirror?
I don't know how you're doing on the inside, honey, but your hair's just holding up beautiful.
Oh, Shelby was right. This is a brown football.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine! I can jog all the way to Texas and back, but my daughter can't. She never could. Good. I'm so mad I don't know what to do. I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why. Why? Lord, I wish I could understand.
No. No. No, it's not supposed to happen this way. I'm supposed to go first. I've always been ready to go first. I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can take this. I just want to hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
Here. Hit this. Go ahead, Malin. Slap her.
Are you crazy?
Hit her!
Are you high, Clary?
Clary, have you lost your mind?
We'll sell T-shirts saying I slapped Weezer Boudreau. Hit her!
Miss Clary, enough!
Weezer, this is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Oh. Knock her lights out, Malin!
Let go of me!
Malin, you just missed a chance of a lifetime. Half a Chicopin parish will give the eye teeth to take a whack at Weezer.
Oh. You are a pig from hell.
Weezer, don't leave.
Weezer, I was just kidding. Come back. Oh.
This is not a very Christian thing to do.
And now you gotta lighten up.
Thank you.
go away.
Okay, all right, hit me then. I deserve.
You are evil, and you must be destroyed.
Mother Nature's taking care of that faster than you could. Things were getting entirely too serious for a moment. We needed to laugh.
I bet Lloyd got a kick out of it.
Lloyd got a great deal of enjoyment at my expense when he was alive.
Weezer, you know I love you more than my luggage. TV, Clary. Have your roots done.
I shouldn't have gone on the way I did. I made everybody cry. I'm sorry.
You silly. Laughter through tears is my favorite emotion.
Maybe I should have an emotional outburst more often. Maybe I should start having them at home. Drum would be so pleased.
Well, I'm glad to see the two of you made up.
Weezer can never stay mad at me. She worships the quicksand I walk on.
Malia, you're in my prayers, honey.
Yes, Annelle, I pray.
Well, I do. There, I said it. I hope you're satisfied.
I have suspected this all along.
Oh, well, don't you expect me to come to one of your churches? One of those tent revivals with all those Bible beaters doing God only knows what. They'd probably make me eat a live chicken.
Not on your first visit.
Very good, Annelle. Spoken like a true smartass.
Oh, what are you doing? Are you eating my picture?
If this is the right time or place, but I wanted to tell you that Sammy and I have decided if this baby's a girl, we'd like to name it Shelby, since she was the reason we met in the first place. If you don't mind, Shelby would love that. I'm tickled pink. Thank you.
Well, what are you going to name it if it happens to be a boy?
Shelby, I guess.
That's how it should be. Life goes on.
Never been so uncomfortable in all my life.
We'll talk about uncomfortable when you're 9 months pregnant, okay?
Come on now, keep those eyes closed, woman. I'm gonna staple them shut.
They're closed. What
keep
is it?
Low.
Okay. Now?
Ready?
Yep.
Keep them shut. Okay. Open them up.
All right.
Jesus.
Oh, lighten up. Now, you just burst through those bushes and hop over to where the kids are, okay?
What bushes? I can't see shit.
Over there.
Over there? I'm an adult, you know. I'm not a five-year-old.
On your mark, get set, go. Come on.
Okay, Jack Jr., I'm going to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful young girl named Shelby. And Shelby,
had a lovely, kind aunt. Wonderful, good fairy named Clary. But there was also a horrible, evil, ugly witch named Weezer.
I hate these stupid neighborhood things.
No one's twisting your arm to keep you here.
Well, I have to be sociable.
Okay, everybody, all right, that's perfect.
Hey, Rhett's here.
Very good.
Let's connect the bald spots.
Drum. Eat shit and die. Hello, Malin.
Weezer, Owen.
Good to see you too, Weezer, Owen.
Go, Red! He'll kill!
Quit it, Drum! Stop egging him on!
And everyone lived happily ever after. And the nasty, wicked, evil, wretched, horrible, mean Weezer was never heard from again. Now, it's almost time for the Easter Bunny. Run on down, huh? Here.
Shh. Hi, Jack. You remember me? It's your old pal Weezer.
He's all right.